Many lawyers argued cases before Michael Mukasey when he was a federal judge, and those lawyers include Donna Newman. In a famous case, she represented Jose Padilla, the American once classified as an enemy combatant. It was only one of the times she prepared to face a tough judge.
You got to be on your mark. You got to know your stuff. And as in, he has no patience for somebody who is not prepared, and I appreciate that. I think he's correct.
Didn't you step before Judge Mukasey as a very young lawyer?
Oh, yes. I was before him. One of the very first cases I had in federal court was a suppression motion. I mean, it was clear I was a novice, and he was very kind. You know, it was clear that I was a little weak. My papers were good, but he was very kind, and I always had a very warm spot for that. I think most attorneys will give accolades, not necessarily for his rulings, which I don't always agree with, but for the thought process, for the integrity that he brought to the office. I mean, he had a moral base that was evident, and I just highly respect him.
When you say you disagreed with some of his rulings, was there ever a particular pattern you discerned in the kind of rulings that he made?
Well, he certainly was not lenient in sentencing. And he generally took the government's position on most rulings. But on the other hand, I mean, there were cases in which he disagreed with the government. And certainly the Padilla case is one of them.
Well, let's talk about that. The government did not want Jose Padilla to get a lawyer. And what did the judge say?
Well, it wasn't exactly. They said he can have a lawyer, but he can't meet with his lawyer, which it doesn't make any sense. It makes habeas corpus a nullity. I mean, what good is to have the right of habeas corpus, which they always said he had, if you cannot exercise that right? This is a time where everybody was in favor of the government's position, and he stood up and said it does not comport with the Constitution, and he found a means of ruling against them, and it was a creative means, and I think that speaks highly of his ability to be an independent thinker.
What was creative about the ruling?
He picked out something that's not the norm. He did not pick it out on a right to counsel. What kind of due process is there? Where is the rule of law? What have you said about habeas corpus? That you have simply a right to have an attorney stand there and put their finger in their mouth and go, duh. It all has to do with an ability to defend. An ability to defend component, obviously, has the need to meet with the client and discuss whatever evidence is being asserted against you.
What do you think of Michael Mukasey as an attorney general?
I think he'll bring integrity to the office, and he will uphold the rule of law.
Donna Newman is a New York-based lawyer and one of the attorneys who represented Jose Padilla in a famous case before Judge Michael Mukasey, who is now the nominee to become the next attorney general of the United States. Thanks very much.
Thank you.